You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. When you look at this scripture and look at the people Jesus spoke to directly, just imagine an ordinary, uneducated fisherman sitting before Jesus, and Jesus says to them, "You are the salt of the earth." He didn't tell them that they are the salt of Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria. He said they are the salt of the earth. Something global, something very big. Ordinary people just sitting down with Jesus on a mountain hearing this. Sometimes we look down on ourselves. The fact that God has created you means that you are important. Everyone who has had opportunity to come into this world is important. There is nobody that is useless. And what God intends to do with our lives is bigger than the picture we often see. God was showing them here that their influence is going to be global. They are going to help to sustain this planet. It looks so big. Ordinary people hearing that. But today, did you know it's still the same thing? Did you know that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are the salt of the earth? Not just your immediate family. Not just your locality. Not just your country. If you are truly a salt, do you know you will affect this planet? So Jesus was not trying to flatter them or just get them unnecessarily excited. This is the plan of God. This is the purpose of God. Don't assume that God cannot do something great with your life. Don't think that He can't do something big with your life. Who are the people that you think God will do something great with their lives? Do you think there is a great man or great men somewhere that God uses for greatness? No, it is that ordinary you, that you in your corner, that you are unknown, you are ordinary, you feel that nobody knows anything about you. Yes, that is it. That is how we all are. And yet God will come and say to Gideon, He said, "Man of great valor." So, my dear brothers and sisters, our calling is bigger than us. It is to this earth. But then, as wonderful as that statement is, before they could digest that statement, Jesus added a but. He said, "But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." As wonderful as the plan of God and intention of God is to make your life to affect this planet, you can become nothing. You can become good for nothing. You can become trampled by men. Why? The problem is not the earth. The problem is you. There is something you can lose. There is something that gives you potency. There is something that gives your life flavor. Once you lose that thing, you become useless. A lot of people today, though they profess to know Jesus, have become useless. Why? What is it that we can lose? There's something we can lose. We can stop abiding in Christ. He said, "Except you abide in me, you can do nothing." It is by abiding in Christ that we receive flavor. That is when we receive the salt ability to be able to preserve. That is when we receive the grace to be able to affect this planet. So what you lose is your abiding in Christ. If you stop abiding in Christ, you will lose your flavor. Many have lost their abiding in Christ. If we don't abide in Christ, we will lose our flavor. You may abide in Christ for 10 years and then stop. It's a matter of time. You will lose your flavor. You that men took you very serious, suddenly you will become nothing. You will become a nobody. You will speak, nobody will reckon with you. You see, what gives flavor to the life of a believer? It is his abiding in Christ. Without that abiding, we can never affect our world. We can never preserve anything in this world. I pray the Lord will give you understanding, and I pray that you will take very serious the matter of abiding in Christ and his word abiding in you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.